now.
It's back to Refiloe Mpakanyane.
1702.
7:51 on the program, and it wouldn't be a Sunday if we did not go to the movies or talk streaming services or talk dramas and series, etc., etc. And of course, our film critic Gail Edmonds is on the line talking to us about Virgil on Showmax, described as a murder mystery on a submarine with a twist of Cold War. Gail, listen, we could not be talking streaming and sitting on the couch and watching on a better day. The weather does allow, does it not?
Exactly. And the thing is that this has been on DSTV for a few weeks, but now the important part is that now you can binge watch it, because now all the episodes are on the box set. So you can literally sit down and just, and I have to say, it is a very gripping, it's actually made by the same people who made In the Line of Duty, if you remember those series.
Yes,
BBC series, which are also extremely gripping. And this all takes place. It begins with this trawler. It's set off the coast of Scotland. And this trawler is fishing, and then suddenly it gets hooked on something and it's sort of dragged to a watery grave. And that's the start of this. And there seems to be some shenanigans going on with it, with submarine under the water. Mm. And then a Navy, one of the Navy guys on the submarine is found dead. And a police detective is selected, shame, I felt sorry for her, by her boss, to go onto the submarine and find out what happened to this man.
It's
the most claustrophobic thing, because the submarine doesn't stop. She has to be flown out by helicopter and lowered into it as a first sort of starting point. And we're watching it and we're saying, well, none of us would even do that, you know? Absolutely not. It sort of surfaces long enough for her to be swallowed by it, and then she has to stay. And it's incredibly atmospheric and incredibly, yeah. It sort of frightens that reptile part of your brain being trapped in a metal box underwater, you know?
Yeah, well, that's it exactly, right? If you want to, like, heighten the drama, heighten the tension, heighten the mystery, give us an investigation in such a tight, closed and inescapable environment like a submarine. Sorry, I must just quickly make a correction. I said Virgil. I meant to say Vigil. Very different Vigil. Things.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It has sort of elements of, there's the one detective, Amy, on the boat, and then she selects one of her colleagues who does the sort of legwork on the ground. And they obviously were in a relationship previously, so her partner has to send her coded messages because everything's read by whoever is on the boat. And then, you know, it builds this tension so fabulous, which is why I think it works as a box set, because you almost can't bear to not watch the next one.
Yes.
So that's why I think it's one of those ones that and also it's quite complex, because there's elements of MI5, there's elements of sort of diplomatic issues. There's a whole sort of camp of people who are anti the nuclear deterrent, and obviously the submarine is one of those nuclear subs. So there's a lot of complex elements to this. So that's another reason why, if you're like me, where you tend to forget what happened last week, you probably don't want to do that. You probably want to sit and do the whole lot in one go.
If you've got the memory of a goldfish, okay. So it's a 6-part series. We've got the sense of the story, the plot. Of course, the actors, no doubt, do a fantastic job of pulling together all these myriad storylines and disparate interests as well. Tell us who stars in it, who shines in this, and what you particularly enjoyed.
So the two actresses who are the two lead detectives are Suran Jones, who, if you watched a few BBC things, she was in Dr. Foster as well. Mm-hmm. And then Rose Ledley is the other detective on the ground, and she is from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
She was the wildling.
The redhead wildling.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. So she's in it. And both of them are absolutely excellent in this. And Suran Jones's character, Amy, also has quite a tragic sort of accident in her past that makes being on a submarine even more sort of terrifying for her. And the other person who's in it that's quite, who I always enjoy, is Sean Evans. He was actually Young Morse, if you watched that series that took Inspector Morse back to his first few cases.
Yeah.
He was in that, and he's very good as well. And then Patterson Joseph plays the captain, who the captain's character is quite interesting because he's so desperately trying to keep his sort of submarine and crew doing what they're supposed to be doing that he almost misses some of the signs that there's something very dastardly going on in his sort of metal capsule. And I do think one of the things that is fascinating is to see how people do live in this incredibly confined, claustrophobic space and the amount of rules that are in place in order to keep it, I guess, from exploding into personal violence all the time, because it is a very stressful environment.
Absolutely.
So from that point of view, it's very well worth watching, just as an interest to see how people live in that space.
Sure. I got to say, the cast is just absolutely stellar. I mean, you've touched on Patterson Joseph. You've got Gary Lewis there, who we've also seen in so many dramas. I want to say he was in Billy Elliot as the dad. Correct me there.
That's correct.
Right?
Yes, you're right. That's exactly who he is. Yes.
Yeah.
And he's been around for ages, and he's quite ageless.
He is. He absolutely is. But yeah, the cast is stellar. There's Connor Swindells there that I only know from the Netflix series Sex Education, which is also just a fantastic series. So yeah, if judging by cast is the only thing you do when making a decision around watching a show, then this is absolutely it. Louis Chimimba is in there as well. We could go on, and Stephen Delane. So yeah, this looks like a fantastic one. Big thumbs up, Gail.
Big thumbs up. Definitely worth it on a rainy afternoon.
All right. Fantastic. There you have it. It is Vigil, that six-part Showmax series that Gail is highly recommending. Thanks so much, Gail. Looking forward to what you bring us next week. Probably another rainy day offering if the weather forecast is anything to go by, or at least the long-term weather forecast is anything to go by. Vigil is a series that she was talking about today.